was gloating on air saying that they conducted a coup at WABC by knocking me off the air on this all-important day. I am Michael Savage. I am one of the most important voices in the conservative movement and have been for 22 years. And I will say once again, I am outraged by this maneuver on the part of the company that makes a fortune off my talent, and I will not tolerate it. And if those of you who are listening to this program are as equally upset by this coup as stated by one of these McDonald's managers or communists who they're using instead of me, Michael Savage, I suggest you send an email to the management team at WABC and to Cumulus. Now, that's all I'm going to say in this matter at this point. Further than this, you'll hear more about it in the media because I'm not taking this standing down. In fact, if it keeps up, you won't be hearing from me anymore because there's only so much I'm going to take. There's only so much crap and garbage I will take from the very people who are destroying this country. You think there's no media bias? You just heard about media bias. You heard media bias that exceeds all the media bias you're going to see tonight. My most important affiliate in New York City, where I am number one in ratings by a landmile, especially from these two clowns. Take a look at their ratings and compare them to mine. Ask yourself what rational program director would replace two clowns with low ratings by the highest rated show on the station, unless the program director himself is behind the bias. And I'm saying it like it is. I don't give a damn anymore. I'm not taking this. I don't even know if I can continue this show. I'm so upset. I canceled the trip that was scheduled for tomorrow. My family is flying to New York City. All the plans were made, and I said to the network, I cannot go tomorrow because my audience expects me to be on the air tomorrow to talk about tonight's debate. I canceled that trip with my family to the East Coast for my audience. And this is what I got in return. Two people gloating that a coup was conducted on WABC. I said all I'm going to say right now. The phone number here is 855.